How much water would you have to drink to die? Which mathematician was the leader of an extreme religious cult that forbade its members from talking or eating beans? How did an episode of Friends create one of the most widely believed medical myths? The answers to these questions and hundreds more can be found in my new book, Facts That Aren't True. Link in the description.
I've noticed many people who claim that they go by science, they also contradict themselves. I tried to find some topics to prove this over the years, and I've done it, and I'm going to bring it up with you right now, but I want to make a prediction. I predict, based on my past experiences, that you're probably going to think I'm a weirdo and hang up on me. So I hope I'm wrong, but I want to put that out there. Okay, fair enough?
Fair enough.
Okay, all right. Here's the setup here. Take Neil deGrasse Tyson. He will say things like, you know, one of the hardest things to do is to be convinced that you're right about something just enough so you know you're right, but then realizing you're wrong. Or, you know, hey, look, all things in life don't go by opinions or guesses or beliefs or assumptions. Go by facts. Be consistent. On his own Twitter feed, he'll say things like, I don't want to give my opinion on a movie because there's no point in debating opinions. Just go by facts. All these things sound great. And one more, I'll put out there one more. You know, people who believe in science, I forgot the atheist guy, Sam, he's a Harris. Proper atheist guy. There you go, Sam Harris. Even he'll say things like, look, most topics you can go by science. Slavery, for example. You can say scientifically they're humans. They were equal to humans. They're not animals. They're educated. All these things. So all that sounds good. Then you bring up some topics with them, and then they become that Donald Trump, Republican, right-wing wacko, anti-science person. Let me give you the first one. Neil deGrasse Tyson has been asked multiple times, how do you justify the torturing and killing of animals? In research, yeah, but I was focusing on the factory farming because they do horrible things.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. Just in case anyone doesn't know, just one quick random example. I'm sure you already know. They'll put pigs alive in a gas chamber. Alive. You can find the videos on YouTube. I recommend don't play them. Now, if he was asked about slavery or humans, he would say, look, they feel pain. They don't want to suffer. There's no need to do it. It's bad for the environment. It's bad for humans. It's bad for moral and all that. I'm not saying these are exact words. I'm just telling you the general thing, what he might say and what other scientists say. Now, when he's asked the same topic about animals, the same exact topic, except change of species, he'll say something like, well, you know, plants are life too. Or, hey, animals kill each other too. As if that justifies going to an all-you-can-eat buffet or buying a hot dog at a baseball game or celebrating a Super Bowl party with nachos or anything like that. So my first point is on scientists. They will say go by facts and be consistent with your facts and don't go by guesses, beliefs, assumptions, and opinions. And then you throw out a topic like this, and they become that right-wing wacko, Donald Trump, atheist, you know, denying things kind of a person. Before I get to my second one, any problem with what I said so far?
I was listening, but I was also distracted by the fact that there's something wrong with this model here. But you're saying that like there's basically, you think it's sort of a contradiction, or he's trying to point out a contradiction, but you don't think it satisfies. He says, well, look, we eat plants and plants are living things, but then you would go to that the animals have an experience that allows them to suffer, whereas a plant can't do that. How do you justify?
I'm sorry. I thought you were done. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All I was going to say is, how do you justify the unnecessary killing of a sentient thing?
That's part of it.
He doesn't have an argument, really, you're saying. That's one part that of tracks or anything. Okay.
Yeah. When I debate people, I try very hard on serious topics, not light topics like what's your favorite movie or TV show or song or something. Those are light topics. But on serious topics, I try very hard not to debate people on their guesses, beliefs, opinions, and assumptions, because there's no way to win and lose. If you start debating those things, you might as well debate what's a better color, blue or green. And there's no way to win or lose that. So what I do is, I debate on two things and two things only. What is factually true? And are you being consistent in your own take? So the reason I said you got it half right was everything you said, that part is true. I'm with you on that. The other part that I'm doing is I'm trying to show people that even these scientists are not consistent. And the example I gave is because if a scientist says you don't need to go by God or religion, you don't need to go by beliefs, just go by facts. Well, the fact of the matter is animals feel suffering and they're tortured and killed, and it's not good for the environment. It's not good for the animals. It's not good for morale or anything. And when you ask a scientist this, they'll agree with you if you talk about baby humans or older humans, or if you talk about the environment, they'll say, yeah, pollution is bad, global warming is bad. Then all of a sudden, when you talk about the same topic with animals, it all goes out the window. The environment doesn't matter anymore. The suffering doesn't matter. The killing doesn't matter. All the other negative things don't matter. It's a lack of inconsistency or consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got a second example if you don't like that one, you know.
I mean, I don't really hear anybody argue that they don't care that farming is factory farming or whatever, or just farming in general actually is bad for the environment. I hear quite a lot of science communicators openly talk about the fact that agriculture, I think it's our second biggest emitter after transportation. Pretty sure it's number two. So they I would say that they do that. You said agriculture is number one?
I thought the factory farming was the biggest because there's so many, you know, and just so there's no misunderstanding, I'm not talking about just the meat. I think a lot of people tend to assume it's just meat eating. It's anything. It's ice cream. It's eggs, mayonnaise, anything that comes from
I just... I just said agriculture writ large. Now, if you include the manufacturing process of food, that's then you're adding to agriculture. And I could believe that agriculture plus the food industry is number one. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. So the question becomes, if someone says, look, I am against killing anything that doesn't need to be killed, or I'm against torturing anything that doesn't need to be tortured, and I'm for the environment, and hey, you don't need God and religion to know what's right and wrong. Just know if something causes pain and suffering, you don't do it. Like, no one will say it's okay to kick a dog in the head and make a puppy suffer because it's wrong. They'll say you don't need God and religion to tell you. I'm sure you know when someone who believes in God says, how do you know the difference between right and wrong? Who knows? Who gave you these rights? You already know the answers. You don't need to be religious to know these things. But what I'm saying is you can't say all that and then go, yeah, I'm okay with animals being tortured and killed. If there's an inconsistency there. So if someone told you, is slavery okay? And you said no. And then they said, how do you know it's not okay? Do you believe in God? And you said no. Do you believe in religion? And you said no. And then they'll say, how do you know slavery is not okay? And you'll rightfully say, because the humans who were raped and tortured and killed and suffering, they felt the pain, they didn't have to go through all that, it was wrong, and etc. Why not apply the same logic to other species? If you went to another planet and you met aliens and you saw humans doing horrible things to aliens, you would say it's wrong. Why not apply that to the same species on your own planet?
I guess it would sort of depend. What I think somebody can say in response to that is the fact that we eat, like we kill animals to eat them, stands in causal relationship to something, which is human well-being, taking care of our needs. So it's not pointless, but at that point you can then switch it to yes, but we don't have to eat meat. And then at that point it's sort of like, well, now the only thing I'm really arguing for is convenience, I guess. Like we don't have to, but we do. So it's not pointless, but it's not necessary.
But hang on, it's a matter of consistency. If I kicked a dog in the head and made it suffer and chopped off his tail and gouged out his eyes and all the horrible things that they do to animals, and you ask that person, let's say in China, they do horrible things to dogs. Hey, what Chinese guy, why are you doing these horrible things to dogs? And they said to you, Well, you know, it's not necessary, but it helps because some humans need it. That wouldn't be a logical answer if he said it about a dog, a human, an alien, or anything. And to your other
problem,
point, but remember, I was not talking about just meat. It's anything, ice cream, mayonnaise, all-you-can-eat buffets, hot dogs at a baseball game. These are not necessities, and they're bad for the environment, too.
Yeah, but the problem with your example is that it's literally false. Kicking dogs doesn't help humanity in any way, whereas eating animals, we're omnivorous creatures. It's part of our nature, and it does. How do I know that we're omnivorous?
Uh-huh. Were all humans omnivorous for the history of mankind?
There have actually been there have actually been groups of people that are almost strictly carnivorous, like Inuit. You can't grow food in the Arctic Circle.
And there's many people, so they
only hunt.
And there's many people who are vegetarian since the start of cultures. But if you're going to use the logic about the cultures who had no choice, that's different because they were trying to survive. There is a difference between being in a jungle and having nothing to eat but a gorilla penis versus saying, hey, look, my girlfriend left me. I feel like eating ice cream because I'm depressed. That's not the same thing.
If you think this is objectively true, then I don't understand why you get to carve out exceptions.
Because one is you have no choice. You have to survive. You have to eat to survive or you die. So if you don't eat, you die, you suffer. But when you say, hey, guys, the Super Bowl is on tonight, I'm going to have a nacho party. That's not eating to survive. That's causing pain and suffering for no reason. The reason I brought up the dog argument of kicking dogs and all that is because if you're going to go on a technicality and say, well, look, it's not that they get nothing out of it. They get something. Well, yeah, I'm sure somebody who kicks a dog in the head and makes it suffer gets some joy out of that, too.
Well, I wouldn't say that joy is a necessary or sufficient condition for causing death, but
right,
survival would be.
Right.
So another... Hold on. So I still don't understand this. Why not then think that, like, if you live in the Arctic Circle and you can't grow food, the only choice you have, and they're fairly low technology, is to harpoon seals and then bash their brains in, which causes a tremendous amount of suffering, and it's so that they can survive. Why? I don't understand why carve out the exception for that. Why not just go further and say they shouldn't live there if the only way they can survive is to brutalize animals?
Yeah,
I don't understand why you get to carve out the exception.
No, I'm not.
So I would like an answer for that. And then I would like to find out if there can be an exception there. What's the non-arbitrary delineation where causing that suffering is fine, but causing suffering if you live like in the United States is not fine?
Yeah. So there's a lot to unpack there. So first, I wasn't saying that it was okay. I'm not saying it's not okay. I'm just saying they have no choice. I'm not judging okay or not okay. If a tiger rips a gazelle to shreds, I don't analyze it like, is it okay or not okay? He's trying to survive. He has no choice. I'm asking people to be consistent. If you say certain things in life are wrong because they're not necessary and they cause suffering, then apply the same logic to other things in life. Just like, again, I gave the alien argument. If you saw earthlings go to another planet and beat the shit out of aliens and torture them for whatever reason, and it was not necessary, you wouldn't say, well, what about the people in Alaska? You would say, it's wrong what you're doing. Stop it. Or another example, if someone killed a human and they had to eat the human to survive, you wouldn't say, well, what about the people in Alaska? Or one more example, dogs. In America, people love dogs. If most people found someone cooking and eating a dog with a cheeseburger, you wouldn't say, well, what about the people in Alaska?
The reason I was like saying the timeout is, I'm gonna not remember it exactly, but if it is wrong, then I don't understand why the Inuit get to do it. Why can you not? I don't understand why you don't get to say then they shouldn't live there. Like they do. You said they don't have a choice. They do have a choice. Don't live there.
But you missed my point. Why are you not consistently saying that same argument for other things that people do, like eating dogs, eating humans, or if they hypothetically ate aliens? You wouldn't use those same arguments.
I'm not going to lie. What your response here is going a little over my head. I have to think about what you're saying, but I'm not getting an answer from, like, it sounds like you're saying, like you're doing a tu quoque. Like if I'm being a hypocrite, then okay. But you're still not telling me why you're not a hypocrite.
No, well, to be fair, I did answer that more than once. You actually made it seem like you weren't listening before. And I think even now, sometimes you're not paying attention. But if you think I didn't answer it, I'll do it again. No problem. So you want to know, why is it okay for some people to do it when they can't survive, but it's not okay for others to do it?
Yeah, because they can leave. Okay. They don't, it's not they have to do this.
Right.
Or they won't survive. They have to do it if they live there. They can leave.
Right. And I'll answer that again. But to make sure, don't forget to answer my question, okay? Remember, my question is, why don't you use that same argument for other things? Like, you're only using it in this case to show a lack of consistency. And I really want you to think logically here. If someone took a cat or a dog or a dolphin or whatever animal you like, I don't know you personally, or an alien, and they did something you didn't like, your first answer would not be, what about the Alaskans? You would say, hey, that's wrong, stop it. So I'm hoping you address that part, but I'll answer your question. If those people don't have to live there and they don't have to do all that, then yeah, they're wrong.
Okay, so they don't have to live there. So why? But you said it's fine for them to do that.
No, I was talking about people who have no choice. I said if they have to survive.
They have a choice. They can leave.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the whole point.
That's what I'm saying. They don't have to then. I keep answering your question. They don't have to. They're wrong. I'm making it as clear. Anyone in the world who does not have to do something horrible and chooses to do it, they are wrong. I'm making it as clear as I can.
So it is wrong for people that live in the Arctic Circle that can't grow food to live there and hunt animals.
Well, see, you played a tricky game with me. And this is exactly why I answered it the way I did, because you're playing in the double-sided coin. You didn't say all that before.
I'm not.
You said to me, if they choose to live there and they don't have to do it, why is it okay? Now, if they can't grow food, that's a different topic then. So do they have a choice or they don't have a choice?
They can't grow food, but they can leave.
Okay, so then
they have the choice to not be forced to torture animals or die, but they don't.
Okay,
now so if you're going to be consistent, I think you have to say it's just wrong for people to live there, because the only way they can live there is to do seal clubbing.
I'll make it a step further. I'll actually give you the answer you want. Anywhere in the world, if you don't have to torture and kill any species and you choose to do it, there's no way to justify that. If you have a justification, I'm all ears. Go for it.
Well, that wasn't the point. I wasn't trying to give you a case where it is justified. I was just trying to find out if you're being consistent in this. And if you will say that it's wrong, because at first you said it's not wrong for people who live in the Arctic Circle who have no choice but to club seals.
That's not exactly
at first
what
you said it's not wrong, but now, but I don't exactly see how.
No, but that's not exactly what I said. But even
is what you said at first.
But I'm going to give you the benefit of the argument. I really want to get to what I'm getting to. Let's say that's what I said, just for the benefit. Let's say that's what I said. I've tried multiple times to clarify it. So can we get past that? I've clarified it, right?
But your clarification was that they don't have a choice, but they do have a choice. They can leave.
No, that's what I'm saying it. If they have a choice to leave and they choose to do it, they are wrong. I'm making this 100% clear. I'm not sure why you're not getting it.
So it is wrong.
But yeah, let me try one more time. Anyone on this planet, it doesn't matter, Alaska, India, America, wherever, if they don't have to torture and kill any species and they choose to do it, they are wrong. And if you say that's not true, I'm open, man. Tell me how I'm wrong. How is it okay to justify torturing and killing if you don't have to do it?
Sure. So just I know you feel like you've answered it, but I just want a specific answer to the specific case.
I hope you don't remember that. Don't forget to answer my question.
Is it wrong that people live in the Arctic Circle because they have to club seals to live there?
Is it wrong?
Just yes or no.
I'm trying to understand your question because we're having so many misunderstandings. Is it wrong that people live there because they have to club seals to live there?
Yeah, otherwise they'd starve to death.
Okay, so they have no choice. They have to club seals.
They can live somewhere else. So the question is it wrong that they live there because by living there, they have no choice but to club seals?
So because they choose to live there, which they don't have to, then at that point, they have to club them in the head.
I'm asking if it's wrong for humans to live
and I'm asking if I'm getting your question right. I don't know why you're hesitant. Actually, I do know why. Why are you hesitant to address that I'm getting your question right?
You're not, but because you're not answering. It's a yes or no question.
It's not a yes or no. You believe it's yes.
No, it is.
No, that's what you believe.
This is like on your terms. I'm doing the absolute best I can to describe this on your terms.
But you're going on your terms. I just want to verify your
question. No, I'm not. These are your terms.
No, they're yours. There's nothing wrong with verifying your question, especially since we had misunderstandings. I'm asking you, are you saying that when people don't have to live there, they choose to live there, and then at that point, they have to club them in the head? It's a very normal question to ask.
Say that again so I can write it down.
Okay. Are you saying that they don't have to live there, but when they choose to live there, at that point, they got to beat them on the head to survive?
That's what I'm saying. And I'm asking you, therefore, because of that condition, is it therefore wrong for them to live there?
Yes. And I've answered this and I'll do it again. The answer is yes. You wanted a yes or no? Okay. I gave it to you.
Okay, cool. So that's consistent. And like the reason I spent so much time on that was because earlier.
Can you answer my questions out? You haven't addressed my questions. I want to know.
Yeah, what was your question?
My question is, if someone killed an animal that you like, whatever one, I don't know what you like, dogs, cats, dolphins, horses, whatever, and they tortured them, or they killed and tortured a human, or they killed and tortured some nice alien on another planet, whatever you like in your mind, you would not say as a first response, hey guys, what about the Alaskans? Your first response would be, don't torture and kill that human or that alien or that animal that I like. So why are you not consistently giving the same Alaskan argument for other topics?
Okay, this isn't really a question because it's multiple questions. If someone killed an animal you like or a human, you wouldn't say, what about the Alaskans? You would say it's still wrong.
The reason I gave up so many choices is because if I focused on one, you could rightfully say, well, there's a reason for this, there's a reason for that. So I just want to put everything under the umbrella. Anything that you like, it doesn't matter to me if it's an animal or human or alien, whatever you like, anything, you pick the topic, your first response as a human, as a good person, would not be, hey guys, do you know about the Alaskans? Your first response would be, stop, it's wrong.
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Those are my smoke detectors, so I'm not bailing. Oh, it just stopped. Okay. They've been doing that like all day, so my house isn't on fire.
I don't judge. Don't worry. I've been a lot of live streams where people do all kinds of weird things. So if that's weird, that's nothing. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So, well, for me, I don't think that it's so one of my positions here is I don't think it's wrong for Inuit people who to live in the Arctic Circle, even though it means they have to club seals, because I'm not an antinatalist or anything like that. I think doing that, as long as it has a stands in causal relationship to human well-being, rather than the extinction of a group of people in an area, then it is justified.
So can you explain to me, by your logic, I'm going by your logic now, almost every horrible thing in the world that's done to animals, whether it's in the ocean, in Japan, in America, whatever, you can just dismiss it and say there's some justification to it. So in your mind, nothing is bad.
No, I never said anything like
then,
that.
Then I'm going to ask you the same question that you asked me earlier. You were trying to show me if I'm being consistent with one group of people over another. So I'm going to ask you the same question. Why are you not consistent with one group over another?
Because the hypotheticals you're giving, they're vague and there's no clear...
I could have said the same
thing. There's no clear instance that the example you gave stands in causal relationship to anything that is generally described as good. The killing of the seals in the Arctic Circle stands in causal relationship to something that is good, which is...
I didn't follow.
People
I didn't follow.
Who are there...
No, I didn't follow. You're saying every example I gave had no connection? None?
Correct, because you said, what if somebody kills an animal that you like? Why? Are they like, I used to have a pet bunny. His name was Buster. I loved that little guy. It's true that, for example, like indigenous cultures would hunt animals to live, and that would include hunting rabbits. So your example was just simply nothing but, what if somebody killed an animal that I like?
You misunderstood my question. No,
I didn't, because don't be a fucking asshole, man.
Relax. If you're losing, take it easy.
I said fucking A. I'm not being an asshole, and you're the one that can't divorce yourself from. Okay, I'm muting you. You're the one that can't divorce yourself from. He rage quitted. Like, what the fuck is he gonna claim victory? Literally, what the fuck? Jeez. So again, his example that I wrote down, literally, there was nothing clear in it at all that it stood in relation to anything else. What if somebody just killed an animal and it caused me to be like, oh, I don't like that you did that. But so I gave the rabbit example. I can understand some, I think seals are cute, right? But I can understand somebody doing it because they can't grow food because they live in the Arctic Circle. So because that stands in causal relationship to something that is described as good, human well-being, then it's justified. His generic example, I can't make a judgment because I don't know what he's talking about. If it's for just the purpose of killing an animal because you think it's fun, then I would say that that is wrong because it doesn't... Although it stands in causal relationship to something that is good, which is, you know, personal, like personal preference, I think that is a very weak attempt at something, although it's a value judgment, something that is getting close to our idea of goodness, right? Personal preference doesn't carry the same sort of weight as literally surviving. So that's what I was trying to explain, but he just rage quitted. So, and then, yeah, I mean, we could have had a conversation about the factory farming, and what I would have said is, you know, I can agree that factory farming isn't ideal, but I think what we can do is work to build a system that is more humane. And then, like, there will never be a point in time where we can say the system finally is good. Unless maybe synthetic meat would be an example, but then we wouldn't be farming animals really at all. But if it can be improved, then you can't say we're not making moral progress. But then you're just saying it doesn't matter where you are on the spectrum; it's always wrong. And that's I don't know. I don't think anybody has a moral intuition like that.